So how do you say go in Urdu? Pakistan isn't in the World Cup, but you might not know it, judging by the way people there are reacting. When Brazil beat Chile on Saturday, one small neighborhood in Pakistan was celebrating like it was their national team. Fahad Desmukh reports from Karachi.
Liari is one of Karachi's slums and one of the oldest neighborhoods in the city. The place is mostly known for the violence and gang warfare that has ravaged the area since the late 1990s. But Liari has another legacy that goes much further back, and that is soccer, or football as we call it. Cricket is overwhelmingly the most popular sport in most of Pakistan. But here in Liari, football is king, especially during the World Cup finals. In dozens of spots around the neighborhood, people drag television sets and projectors onto the street to watch the weekend's knockout match between Brazil and Chile. Almost everyone I speak with supports Brazil, and they're quick to remind me that Liari has been labeled Mini Brazil because of this support. God willing, Brazil will win today and it will keep on winning, says one kid. Others shout at me about their love for their hero, the star forward Neymar.
He's my best friend, Neymar!
As one of British India's key seaports in the early 20th century, many ships carrying European sailors would dock in Karachi. In their leisure time, visiting sailors would play soccer near the harbor and would invite locals, including people from Liari, to join them.
This became a tradition that whenever they came, these people used to go there and they played with them.
Nadir Shah Adil is a veteran journalist from Liari. He says while much of Pakistan took on the British game of cricket, people in Liari chose soccer. Why? Probably for the most obvious reasons, he says. It's cheaper. And as for the overwhelming support for Brazil, Adil says the downtrodden folks here feel an ethnic affinity. Like many Brazilian players, many people in Liari are of African ancestry as a result of the slave trade.
They feel great resemblance when they feel, when they see, when they look, and when they experience that Pele is just as they are. They see their faces in their own facial mirrors. They feel similarity. They feel sentimental attachment.
The attachment to the Brazilian pros isn't just sentimental. The Liari neighborhood has come to be known as the breeding ground for some of Pakistan's biggest stars. On the streets, I met several current or former professional players. Ghulam Shabir is currently an assistant coach for the National Bank of Pakistan's team. He tells me, if you're from Liari and you don't make it in sports, you're out of luck.
I have a master's degree, but it's of no use. We are only given jobs because we are sportsmen. Because of the address on our ID cards, we are accused of being gangsters and terrorists. So if we don't play sports, then we'll go hungry.
But even the opportunity for sports is drying up. The golden days of soccer in Liari were in the 60s, when the bulk of Pakistan's national football team was made up of players from there. But now, there are better facilities and training academies in other parts of the country. So, Liari has been left behind. And there's the neighborhood's well-deserved reputation for crime and gang violence. Last year, someone bombed a youth soccer tournament, killing 11 people, including several children. But that's not dimming the passion here for the World Cup, or for Brazil. At the end of last weekend's game, the score was tied at 1-1 after extra time, and it came down to a shootout. Everyone was on the edge of their seats. The Chilean player went for a kick and missed, and Brazil won. Everyone jumped to their feet, running around with Brazilian flags. It was just as big a win for Liari as it was for the World Cup host. For The World, I'm Fahad Desmukh in Karachi, Pakistan.